Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Fire Department moves towards city-run dispatch and IT services. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Fire Department could soon shift its dispatch and IT services to the City of Gillette under agreements approved last Wednesday by the Campbell County Joint Powers Fire Board. According to the Gillette News Record, Fire Chief Jeff Bender said the two agreements would provide a complete technology and dispatch package designed to modernize operations and improve service to the community. The department currently contracts with the Campbell County Sheriff's Office for dispatch, but a recent evaluation found the Gillette Police Department system would better support fire and EMS needs. Fire Marshal Stuart Burnham said the move would help the department meet national standards and improve emergency response by allowing automated features like dispatching the closest available unit based on real-time location. If approved by the Gillette City Council, the agreements would take effect July 1st. The fire department would pay about $145,800 annually for dispatch services and roughly $283,000 for IT support, along with one-time startup costs for equipment and infrastructure. Fire officials said the transition would also address long-standing technology challenges, including system reliability and limited support, while providing stronger, more integrated communications. The agreements now move to the Gillette City Council for final approval, with discussion expected as early as March. Campbell County School Trustee warns rec mill levy bill could disrupt local programs. A Campbell County School Board trustee is warning lawmakers that a proposed bill requiring voter approval for recreation mill levies could jeopardize key student and community programs. Trustee Mark Christensen testified before the Wyoming House Revenue Committee Tuesday in opposition to House Bill 127, which would require counties to obtain voter approval before collecting recreation mill levy taxes used to fund programs and facilities. Supporters say the measure gives taxpayers more direct control, while critics warn it could create uncertainty for long-term funding. Christensen told lawmakers the recreation mill levy provides critical funding in Campbell County, including about $480,000 annually for elementary swimming lessons, along with after-school programs and facility improvements not covered by state construction funding, such as concession areas at the Campbell County High School. He emphasized that while the cost to individual homeowners is relatively small, the combined funding supports thousands of students and residents. Christensen also warned the bill appears to address issues in other counties, such as Crook County, and may not reflect Campbell County's needs.
If you look at this too, and I think this is important when we talk about taxation, there is a taxation and representation component to this, but at the same time, there is an elected board. So we're talking 48 school districts, we're talking 23 counties. There's an issue in one county. This has been ongoing for a number of years. And so the correct fix for this is the voters of Crook County make a change in their school board. It's not reevaluated for every person.
He said requiring repeated public votes could destabilize successful programs and would be better studied during the legislative interim. Several others spoke against the bill during public comment. Despite those concerns, House Bill 127 passed the House Revenue Committee on a 7-2 vote and now moves forward in the legislative process. A separate proposal, House Bill 58, would similarly require voter approval every 4 years for mill levies supporting recreation, education, and school facilities statewide. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.